Former Goldman Sachs director Rajat Gupta surrendered to FBI officials today in federal court. He faces criminal charges in a massive hedge fund insider trading case. And we're joined now by Louise Story, Wall Street and finance reporter for our partner, The New York Times. Good morning, Louise.
Good morning.
This is more fallout from the exact same allegations that put billionaire hedge fund manager Raj Rajaratnam into prison, is it not?
It is. This is this sweeping investigation that the FBI and the Securities and Exchange Commission have done into insider trading. So these are cases that involve someone working inside of a company or being on the board of a company and knowing that there's an announcement that's going to move the stock, and then telling this hedge fund manager, who's now been sentenced to 11 years in jail, this information. And in this case, Rajat Gupta was on the board of directors at Goldman Sachs and also on the board of directors at Procter & Gamble. And what has come out in the SEC case is that he allegedly told this hedge fund manager things like Warren Buffett was going to put $5 billion in Goldman, and that really helped Goldman's stock price. And he allegedly told this hedge fund manager about that information.
We should say that Gupta's lawyer says that the allegations are false. You know, a lot of people have been waiting. You hear these Occupy Wall Street protesters saying they're waiting for some people from big banks and big investment firms to get charged with something. This is not really what they're asking for, though. This is about insider trading.
That's right. You know, insider trading is an important thing to look at, because if you have insiders making profits like this, it's unfair to regular investors. However, these actions are not things that contributed to the financial crisis. They're not things that contributed to the predatory lending, the subprime lending, and the meltdown we saw on Wall Street, which has ravaged our economy. So, you know, I'm not sure that the Occupy Wall Street people will be so moved by it. Another thing that's really interesting in this specific case with Gupta is that he did not make money on this trading, supposedly. And so the government will have to make a case that what he did, if he did give inside info, that it was illegal even if he didn't profit on it.
Oh, that's interesting. I mean, in some sense, is this a portrait of the traditional or non-traditional old boys network on Wall Street, where a lot of information gets traded? And yes, this was illegal and these are criminal allegations, but still, you know, people talk.
Well, you know, the allegations definitely nod towards this corporate culture where you scratch my back, I scratch your back, you know, this insidery thing. You know, the other thing about Rajat Gupta is that he led McKinsey and Company. You know, that's that giant consulting firm. And consultants often have very inside information about companies because they go in and consult. And so this case is likely to be built on the allegation that this culture itself of giving insiders and business partners secretive information they shouldn't have, of scratching their backs, is not a good culture. And that's what they'll have to prove, that even though he didn't profit, that he was crossing the line into something that was wrong.
And Louise, Rajat Gupta is a former Goldman Sachs director. Any clues that there may be current employees that will get involved in this case as well?
At Goldman, there have not been allegations that current employees were involved. The SEC said this information came from a board meeting. And, you know, these board of directors, with the exception of the CEO of Goldman, they're outsiders who sit on the board of Goldman. So there have not been allegations about current Goldman employees being involved in this specific information.
Louise Story is Wall Street and finance reporter for our partner, The New York Times, talking about former Goldman Sachs director Rajat Gupta, who surrendered to FBI officials in a massive hedge fund insider trading case. Thanks, Louise.
Thank you.
There's a lot going on right now. Mounting economic inequality, threats to democracy, environmental disaster, the sour stench of chaos in the air. I'm Brooke Gladstone, host of WNYC's On the Media. Want to understand the reasons and the meanings of the narratives that led us here, and maybe how to head them off at the pass? That's On the Media's specialty. Take a listen wherever you get your podcasts.